By now, the holidays are a sweet, distant memory for most of us. Life has returned to its more predictable, steady rhythms. And for some, that means back to work. But for others, including our book critic Marian Winnick, it means back to school. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we're heading to campus for some pretty intense life lessons. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Well, I'm heading back to the University of Baltimore next week to teach another semester of writing classes, and I've just been re-inspired by Still in Love, a novel by Michael Downing. It's the story of a professor named Mark Sternum who teaches at a fictional New England college called Hellman University. Like all my favorite books in this genre, Straight Man by Richard Russo, Wonder Boys by Michael Chabon, The Human Stain by Philip Roth, Moo by Jane Smiley, it has fun with campus politics and the relationships between professors and students, though despite the title, this one has no hanky-panky in that area. Professor Sternum's partner is a guy named Paul, and though he's working in Europe for the duration of the book, Mark's loneliness drives him to nothing more dubious than smoking cigarettes on the roof with a guy who lives in his building. What makes Still in Love stand out is that it gives so much detail on the content of the class that it actually becomes a writing course in itself. All the exercises used in the class are included in the book, and they're really pretty amazing. Here's the first one. There's a man in a room. There's nothing in the room but a door, a chair, and a window. Another man comes in. He says, "I'll be with you in a minute. Please don't open the window." When the second man returns, the window is open, and that is where the story begins. It can be no more than 250 words, and it must be told in past tense with third-person narration. The prompts get even trickier as the semester goes on, and with each one, there's a discussion of the responses. The nuggets of craft advice in this book are as thick as chips in a Toll House cookie. I want you to know that you have access to every word in the language, as vulgar or inane as it may be, says the professor. Never tolerate censorship. Don't cater to the tastes or preferences or PTSD of your reader. But know this, every choice you make redounds to you. I will always know you chose those words and wanted me to read them. The last campus novel I fell in love with was My Education by Susan Choi from 2013. This one's the story of a mad lesbian affair between a grad student and a faculty wife. In 1992, Regina Gottlieb arrives on the campus of a Cornell-like university as a grad student in writing. The first week, she catches sight of the notorious Professor Nicholas Brodeur, an intriguing figure in a long duster coat and John Lennon sunglasses with completely black lenses. Regina immediately signs up for Brodeur's advanced seminar in Chaucer, a subject about which she knows nothing and which she attends in a get-up she describes as Catwoman of Academe. Despite her novice status, Regina ends up becoming Brodeur's TA and is soon after invited to a dinner party at his house. At this Louise Bunuel-worthy event, at which the guests drink a case of wine before any food appears, Regina meets Brodeur's wife, Martha Hallett, and in short order, the two end up making out in the kitchen. Boy, this book is a trip, and its subject is actually youth itself. Its power, its wild ardor, its heedlessness, its unbelievable stupidity, its magnetism.
The books are Still in Love by Michael Downing and My Education by Susan Choi. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.